Nearly a decade after publishing his prize-winning novel, The Corrections, Jonathan Franzen is bringing out a new work of fiction, a novel called Freedom. Alan Chuse has a review.
Readers have a lot of high hope for this one, and there's even some thievery going on. I couldn't set my reading copy down on a table at my local coffee bar without someone walking off with it while I put in my order. It could be the title, too, Freedom. Franzen tells the story of a deteriorating middle-class family in Minnesota. The mom, Patty, is a former college athlete, a sort of basketball Emma Bovary who suffers from deep depression and a long, unrequited longing for her husband's best friend from college, a successful rock and roller named Rick Katz. The husband, Walter, is a naive corporate do-gooder, oblivious to his wife's pain and his own. Their son Joey finds life more appealing in the house next door, and he moves in with the neighbors, beginning an affair with their teenage daughter that extends throughout the entire novel. Franzen tells this story in a form that's rather odd, marked by long sequences of exposition and a long middle section written by Patty for her therapist, which she composes in the third person. Also odd is the depth of Franzen's brilliance. There isn't a page that goes by without insights you can mull over and sentences you can admire. Listen to this one. When Joey is waiting for his girl at New York's Port Authority bus station and finds that it was as if all the low-income travelers flowing around the two of them were equipped with brightness and color controls that were radically lowered by the mere presence of this girl he'd known forever. You find this everywhere, in every page. Yes, sometimes the book seems like smart poetry, made up out of the millions of seemingly innocuous details of everyday life. But forgive me, despite the brilliance, or maybe even because of it, I found the novel quite unappealing. Maybe because every line, every insight, seems covered with a light film of disdain. Franzen seems never to have met a normal, decent, struggling human being whom he didn't want to make us feel ever so slightly superior to. His book just has too much brightness and not enough color.
That's Alan Chuse reviewing Jonathan Franzen's new novel, Freedom. Alan teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia. This is NPR.